A shortage of mental health beds in Vermont has forced hospital emergency rooms to provide unprecedented levels of psychiatric care. Many of those ERs use sheriff's deputies to supervise violent or disruptive patients. In two reports, we'll hear how the state could change that and what the impact would be on one sheriff. We start with VPR reporter Peter Hirschfeld.
Nearly 250,000 patients will visit an emergency room in Vermont this year. Most will get stitched up and sent on their way, or triaged and sent to another hospital ward for treatment. But for patients in the throes of an acute psychiatric episode, ER stays can last for days while doctors wait for an inpatient mental health bed to open up.
So that's just an enormous stress on our emergency departments right now.
That's Devin Green with the Vermont Association of Hospitals and Health Systems. And in order to help manage that stress, Green says hospitals sometimes call in sheriff's deputies to keep an eye on agitated patients. According to Commissioner of Mental Health Sarah Squirrel, it's an arrangement that could cost hospitals the federal certifications they need to stay open. That's because federal regulations prohibit non-hospital employees from putting their hands on patients.
We have had at least two hospitals that have had findings against them related to this. One is working on a corrective action plan to avoid losing their CMS certification.
The Scott administration is now asking lawmakers to eliminate the state funding for sheriff supervision in hospitals, and they want the money to be cut off starting April 1st.
Using sheriffs in EDs does essentially continue to expose hospitals to further increased risk and CMS violations, and the hospital's overall certification might be put at risk.
Hospitals, though, especially smaller ones, say the decision could put them in an impossible bind. Larger institutions like UVM Medical Center have been able to ramp up in-house mental health treatment capacity, but Green says hospitals in rural areas just don't have the resources to keep up. Take away the ability to call in a sheriff's deputy, and Green says it's unclear who's going to fill that role.
And it will potentially create dangerous environments if we can't get some sort of resource into our emergency departments.
The state has not offered any detailed plans for how emergency departments should cope without sheriff's deputies, but Mental Health Commissioner Sarah Squirrel says the state will look for ways to help hospitals make the transition. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
If lawmakers push forward that plan to end state funding, local sheriff's departments would also feel the impact right away. The Lamoille County Sheriff's Department is the largest provider of transports and hospital supervision in the state. Sheriff Roger Marcoux has trained a team of deputies for just that job. VPR's Amy Noyes follows up with more on what the change could mean for him.
Last Friday, Roger Marcoux swore in a room full of deputies.
I state your name.
Larry.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office. Of Deputy Sheriff for the County of Lamoille.
Not everyone taking the oath fits the stereotype of an early career sheriff's deputy.
I hired a lot of retired troopers and retired police officers. People that were very, very comfortable and not on edge. Not every single police officer in the state is suited to do that. So I would handpick those people because this is about recognizing people who are ramping up or trigger points or what have you and being able to talk with them until they came back down.
Marcoux was among the first to react when the state psychiatric hospital closed in 2011 and people in mental health crises started showing up in emergency rooms. He landed contracts for his department to transport and sit with patients in hospitals across Vermont. It's been lucrative. The program earned about $120,000 for the department last year. But Marcoux says patients benefit too. He says he's been able to train deputies to balance a patient's dignity with safety concerns. Mental Health Commissioner Sarah Squirrel acknowledges Marcoux's improvements.
They are real leaders in utilizing least restrictive restraints and practices and have been really committed to using trauma-informed perspectives and really protecting the dignity of people experiencing a mental health crisis.
At a time when patients were handcuffed and transported in squad cars, Marcoux told his deputies to avoid using restraints. He gave them civilian vans instead of marked cars. He had them work in pairs and told them to use force only as a last resort.
People have two arms, and you know, if they're assaulting somebody, you just grab an arm. You don't tase them. You don't shoot them.
While the state may end contracts to have sheriff's departments watch patients in hospitals, Squirrel says it will still pay for sheriffs to transport those patients. But Marcoux says that may not make financial sense for him.
I have to be a good businessman, and I can't keep up the same level of infrastructure and keep those folks on board if it's not needed.
Marcoux is hoping to have some of his questions answered this week in meetings with Commissioner Sarah Squirrel and the State Hospital Association. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.